talking with Sarah Reasoner. Sarah, you're one of our state officers here in 2007, 2008, and or 2008, 2009, right. I guess, as your officer team. Which office do you hold?
I am Southwest District Vice President this year.
Okay, Sarah, tell me a little bit about, you've had the opportunity to win the State Prepared Speaking Contest for Oklahoma earlier this year. It means you're going to Indianapolis. You're going to be representing Oklahoma. Tell me about your topic and how you came up with this particular subject.
I came up with the subject. I was researching some speech topics on the internet and reading through some articles on genetically modified organisms, seeing how that was kind of a hot topic in the news these days. And I came across an article that talked about genetically modifying goats to produce a vaccine for anthrax. And that to me was very interesting. For several reasons, but mainly because not being a production agriculturalist myself and involved in other types of agriculture, this appealed to me as an American citizen and not only as an agriculturalist.
Now, when you start talking about genetically modified organisms, GMOs, genetically modified animals especially, a lot of questions probably pop up in the mind of people. You know, are they safe? Is this something we're getting ourselves into that maybe we shouldn't?
Yeah, there's two things I always like to consider when you're talking about genetically modifying organisms. And also a point to make on that is that it's totally separate from cloning, and especially in the aspect of the goats that are being used in the project talked about in my speech. But when you think about genetically modifying organisms, the two things I consider is how it affects the organism and, first and foremost, the reason why we're going to modify that organism.
In the case of your speech, you're talking about what for really a kind of a medical, but really a homeland security type issue that these goats are being used for.
Right. And that's another big point to hit whenever you're talking with people who may be against genetically modifying organisms or cloning. And what I like to ask them to consider is that, what if someday we're without a vaccine that we could have had otherwise by genetically modifying the organisms?
As you know, you think about how you've been able to get to this point. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA and about your involvement with the public speaking with FFA.
I joined FFA as an eighth grader simply for the fact that some of my friends were doing it and it looked like it might be fun. So I got involved in that. And when it came around to sign up on the clipboard to give a speech, I didn't understand why so many people were afraid of talking in front of people. I'd grown up the daughter of a Baptist minister my whole life, and I'd watched my dad talk in front of crowds twice a week, every week, my whole life. So I just didn't understand what was so scary about it. Put my name down on the list. My ag ed advisor helped me write my first speech, and it just kind of rolled really naturally after that. And I feel really fortunate to have made it this far in the competition, and I'm excited to represent Oklahoma and Indianapolis.
Now, what are you expecting as you get to Indianapolis? What's your schedule?
My schedule, I'll be getting in on Monday afternoon, and I won't speak until Wednesday. My schedule, as far as what I'm expecting there, is just to research and study as much as possible and to try to soak in the experience. This is my year to do it as a state officer, and so that's also really important to me. But as far as what I'm expecting, I know that at the national competition, no one comes unprepared. So I'm hoping to do my very best, but I understand that there's a lot of good speakers out there, and I know that I'm prepared, and I've done the work, so the outcome now is just kind of up in the air.
Okay, well, you never know when you get to those national competitions. So you've got they're going to go through about three or four rounds before you can get to the final four, right?
Right. There's three preliminary rounds before the finals. So
well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Tell me what, you know, coming from a non-production ag background, what has FFA meant to you then as you've worked through from eighth grade up?
Probably the thing that was most attractive to me about FFA was the leadership aspect. I went to alumni camp as an eighth grader, and I fell in love. And I wondered what it was that this organization had that was so awesome and would bring in all these members to become such close friends and good leaders within each other just to build up and better this agricultural industry. And at first, I didn't understand what all that meant. And I was very content with giving speeches and being involved without understanding. And as I grew older was when I found a passion for agriculture that has led me into my major and my future career goals in agricultural communications. And it's just something that I've had a real desire to continue to learn about production agriculture as a whole and just to continue my knowledge in that area.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Super.